The following episode of Podcast with Strangers may contain content that some viewers may find disturbing and or may not be suitable for younger audiences, including discussions on mental health. Topics discussed on Podcast with Strangers do not directly reflect Spirit Live or its association to Ryerson/X University. Viewer discretion is advised.
Are you actually gay?
No.
Okay.
Casey's a girl?
Wow.
Welcome to the first episode of Podcast with Strangers. I'm so glad you're here. Today, and on every episode, we will talk to random strangers about communal experiences we all go through in life. From happiest days to heartaches, Podcast with Strangers opens up about the highs and lows of everyday life while providing stories and advice from the different people we find on the streets. A podcast that brings people together, one stranger at a time. In today's episode, we talk to our strangers about their experience with heartbreak, and they provide some advice for those listening or watching who may have recently got heartbroken. I hope you enjoy our first episode of Podcast with Strangers.
Hello, and welcome to Podcast with Strangers, our first ever episode with our first ever guest. And this is a complete stranger. I've never met this person ever in my entire life.
Stranger danger.
Okay. Your name is?
Should I take this
you
off?
You take your mask off, yeah.
Okay.
Your name?
My name is Ifan.
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 Oh, we're going to do this, aren't we? Okay. Yeah. Ifayin.
Ifayin.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah. Ifayin, our first guest for the show. That's your camera over there.
Oh.
That's my camera over there. Okay. And basically the concept of this podcast is we're talking to complete strangers and trying to make them into our friends. So hopefully by the end of this, me and you are friends. And today we're asking a question. We have a question of the day I'm going to ask you. If you feel comfortable answering, you can answer. If you don't want to, you don't have to. And the question is, have you ever felt heartbreak?
Wow. I don't know if this is a conversation for strangers, but okay.
You want to talk to us about it? Tell us a little bit about it.
Shout out to Casey. When I was in second grade, I asked you to go to Valentine's Day with me, and you said no. But it's cool.
Casey from the second grade?
Mm-hmm.
And where are you from?
I'm from Nigeria, actually.
You're from Nigeria, so you're here for school?
Yeah.
Ryerson?
Ryerson.
Nice.
I came like around March and then for high school, and then I just stayed over. I didn't want to go back for the summer.
So what are you doing at Ryerson?
Engineering, actually.
Engineering.
Yep.
That's
biomed.
Hard.
I know. Every time I say it, I get that look like, oh, and I'll be like, oh, what do you do? And they're like, I'm in fashion.
We're in media production.
So
this is way easier compared to engineering. Yeah. I have friends in engineering and they told me it was hard. What year are you in?
I'm first year, actually.
This is your first year. So this is your first time on campus as well, one of the first times?
Yes, I've never been here before. I got lost on my way to Eaton.
Eaton Center?
Twice.
How do you like it?
What?
How do you like Ryerson?
Ryerson, I haven't been outside my room much, engineering.
You live on Res?
Yeah. Pittman, like literally just a walk. I was on my way home.
Oh, nice. So first year, how's first year going? Kind of awkward?
Yeah, I've met some people, a lot of good friends. But like, what I low-key love how like everyone's just doing their thing and like you're all just like, I don't know how to describe it. It's just such a chill environment. I love it.
Just downtown, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about just like everyone's just doing their own thing and then, they all have their own little lives and So back to Casey.
Back to Casey.
We're not going to move on from Casey.
Were
you actually heartbroken by Casey or do you have a real, real heartbreak?
I don't think I remember Casey much, but like that's second grade, whatever. But like, really, I don't know.
Have you ever liked someone or loved someone?
Obviously, yeah. Well, love, I don't know how strong that word is anymore. But yeah, I don't think so. I don't think I've had like that big story. I've been in and out of a few like little
relationships.
Yeah, nothing too serious.
Nothing
too serious so far.
Are you eager to find love?
Not right now. I don't trust myself, actually. I've had some really bad ones. So like for this period, I've been telling myself, yeah, do your little engineering thing. Leave these people alone. Yeah. They don't need this.
So you've had a couple bad experiences?
Not bad. Well, yeah, kind of. But it's just, it's gone to a point that, like, it's kind of like I don't trust myself to be in that. So, yeah.
You don't trust yourself. So it's not the other person. It's just you don't trust. What about yourself? Don't you trust to be in a relationship?
Nah, because, like, I think like everyone has those like little insecurities and stuff. And then mine have gone to the point that like, not to the point that like I don't feel like people would like me, but like to the point that I feel like I would be a really big burden to date or like to be in a relationship with. But it's I think I'm oversharing.
No, this is
talks
perfect.
With strangers is getting mad deep. But
so,
yeah.
So you're scared that you dating someone is gonna be a burden on that person's life.
Yeah,
I feel that.
A really big one. A really
so,
big one.
So does that mean you're never going to be date or
oh, nah,
just
nah,
for
nah,
now
nah,
you're
nah.
a little scared too?
Just for now. Let me get my together. Oh, am I allowed to do
yeah,
that?
You can swear.
Yup. When I get my together, then why not? Y'all better hide your ladies.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you for
nice
joining
meeting
us.
You.
Nice to
are
meet you too.
Doing the, yo.
Wow.
Have a good day.
Are you vaccinated?
Yeah, double vaxxed. Poop, poop, poop.
We
poo,
love
poo.
Vaccinated people.
Yup. Stay vaxxed.
Okay, great. Perfect. Thank you so much. Nice meeting you.
Okay, here we go. Our second guest for today. Our Hello. Second stranger. That is your camera. That is my camera. You can wave to the camera.
Hello.
Okay, our second guest, and your name is?
Sarah.
Sarah. Sarah, and you go to Ryerson
mm-hmm.
for a new media. And what year are you in?
I'm in fourth year.
Wow, you're in fourth year.
Yes.
Okay, so you're almost done. Home stretch.
We'll see. I hope.
Oh, okay, great. All right, so today we're asking our strangers a question. And the question is, have you ever felt heartbreak?
I mean, I've had my heart broken. I don't think I felt it as intensely as, like, as I have, like, watching, like, a fictional character get their heart broken.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Have you had heartbreak? It doesn't have to be about a person, but it can be, like something that's happened. Like, oh, I didn't get into this or.
Yes. My first time applying to Ryerson, I didn't get in, and so I was forced to take a year off, and that was kind of like I didn't know what to do with my life, and I just felt like I had no purpose anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when I took the year off, I obviously got accepted, so
that's good.
There's that.
And when you did feel heartbreak, not as intense as mm-hmm. you know something you see on Grey's Anatomy. Do you watch Grey's Anatomy?
I don't watch Grey's Anatomy. No.
Okay. But do you want to elaborate on it about the heartbreak?
What, the real one?
Yeah, the real one. You don't have to use any names.
Yeah, I guess it was just, there was a period of time where I was like panicked. Like I felt like anxiety, like every single day, like not know, like I said, like not knowing what to do, you know, when like my loved one isn't in my life anymore. It's kind of like you're put at a like standstill, and you don't know what to do. And it honestly, like, nothing helps except for time.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
nothing helps except for time. Wow. I'm gonna put that on a shirt. So what advice do you have for those people? Well, time is
one
thing, but what else would you, what else advice?
I guess I have advice for like friends of these people that are going through heartbreak,
mm-hmm.
Not to like expect them to like get better like overnight, like have them have time, let them have their time, and to, you know, just because like they might be going through a depressive stage,
mm-hmm.
like just to always be there for them and not like leave them.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the number one thing. I think the hardest part of when I went through my heartbreak is having my friends not be there for me and not wait for me.
Mm.
That was really hard.
So did they kind of not understand what you're going through and just moved on or?
Yeah, they were like, I had one friend that told me that I was giving her negative energy and she didn't want that energy in her life. And so she friend broke up with me after the fact. And so it was just like a double whammy, and that was really hard.
Mm.
Yeah.
I feel that. Yeah. I know. Yeah. Cause did you kind of feel like, I mean, I feel like something, we just had someone on who was talking about heartbreak, and they said they're scared to date because they don't want to be a burden on someone else's life.
I feel that.
Yeah. So I was just saying,
a lot of people
feel that because like, you know, you expect your friends to be there to like, you know, rant to and vent to, but like, especially when you hear something like that, it's like, can you even talk to your friend? Who do you
mm-hmm.
talk to? So how was that? Like having your friend and, you know, the person you love.
It was really hard. And that happened like literally January 2020, like months before the pandemic hit. And like, I was trying to get over that, and the fact that like we were all in lockdown, and even if I wanted to like get back out there, and even if I wanted to make new friends, not just like look for like a partner, if I wanted to make new friends, it was hard because like we were all at home, and that was really hard.
So it's like a triple. Period.
Yeah, what? Triple.
So, you know. So that means, so you lost the person you love, your friend, and you were stuck inside for months.
Yes.
So I'm guessing your pandemic was not the best.
I learned a lot about myself. I used to be like one of those like extroverts that like need people to like be happy and need people to like recharge. But then, like, I learned more about myself. I became more independent through that time. So, like I said, time helps, and it did. So,
so that journey to independence, what did it take? Because I can vouch for myself too. Like, yeah, I feel you're like having to have someone all the time, just like to feel some sort of happiness or like to fill that void. So, how did you transition into independence?
Like I said, there's like not a lot of like mechanisms or like ways that like there's like not rules you follow to cope. It was just time. Like there were nights where I was like crying into my pillow and like I woke up and I thought like I couldn't do it anymore. Like my heart was beating fast and like just realizing that I was okay. I had a like family there to help me too. Even like today, like I'm 22 years old and I hug my mom and I cuddle with my mom. And we had a cuddle session this weekend, which was really nice. I had my mom and my family there for me, so that helped.
That is so sweet. Well, are things better now?
Yes, things are better now.
That's good. Happy ending or happy start.
Happy start.
So where is life headed for you? So what's next year? Your fourth year, you're almost done. I'm almost done.
So fourth year, obviously it's a lot more harder. You have to, you know, focus on getting your final projects in. So right now it's like focusing on school instead of, you know, other people. Because it's a bit hard to like start dating and give yourself to another person when like you have work to do, and like some people don't understand that, like especially dating at 22, like you've got people that are like younger than me, like 20, who like don't understand like school and stuff, or like older who like don't understand school because they've already got like a job, and it's not like when you have a job there's no work outside of the job. So right now, it's just focusing on school and getting that done.
Nice. Great. Well, I hope everything works out, and I think it is going to work out, and I feel like it is working out. I feel like your story is going to relate to a lot of people, because just talking to you, I'm just like, oh, my God. I feel that. I feel that.
I mean, I do have my...
Sorry. Go. Sorry. Hey! So you're getting back into it. Hopefully, fingers crossed. All right. Well, thank you for being on our podcast as our second guest. I think this is my favorite one. This is my favorite interview. Hopefully, maybe I'd like to consider you a friend.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. So we have my second friend. This is honestly just a podcast so I can make more friends. Yeah, this is basically it. My name is Matt, and your name is?
Bruce.
Bruce, nice to meet you, Bruce.
Nice to meet you, Matt.
So that is your camera over there. That's my camera over there. Just to let everyone know, I've never met Bruce before. This is the first time meeting him. This is the first time talking to him. He is a complete stranger. And I saw your fancy camera, so I was interested. And we were like, saw you from afar, and we were like, I feel like Bruce would be a great candidate for this podcast. We're asking strangers a question today, and the question is, have you ever felt heartbreak?
Have I ever felt what?
Heartbreak.
Yeah, I have.
Do you want to elaborate on it? Tell us about it. Hold your mic a little closer.
Okay, yeah. So back in 2020, I lost my mother to cancer. And a month later, I lost my older sister to cancer. They both had the same cancer. So yeah, I would say I was pretty heartbroken at that point in time.
That must have been really hard, losing both of them. A month apart, you said?
A month apart.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, that must have been such a big change. I can only imagine that. But
Yeah, it was. It was a very difficult difficult time for for a family. I come from a large family, so there's seven kids. So there's five sisters and myself and one brother. So it was my older sister who passed away. So yeah, it was.
And how are you the youngest?
I'm not. I'm the third oldest.
Yeah.
And oldest boy.
Are you married? Do you have any kids?
I'm married with no children.
No children. So you fell in love, though.
I did.
And how long have you and your wife been married?
We got married in 1977.
Wow. How many years is that? So how many? Can you do the math on that? 1977 to 2021? 70. Oh, we're in art. We don't do math.
Yeah, yeah.
Art's not our strong suit. Or math's not our strong suit.
It was 43 years.
43 years. Wow. Yeah. 43 years is a long time. So what have you learned through the 43 years of being in love with her?
I guess it's a continuation, a continual getting to know someone. I mean, even after 43 years, we can still surprise each other and disappoint each other and whatnot. So,
And what do you do for a living?
I'm retired.
Nice. What did you used to do?
I was a computer engineer.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what was your wife?
My wife was a teacher.
A teacher. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
So, you know, you said your mom and your sister passed away. And when was that? That was 2020. And that was during the pandemic as well. So
I'm sorry. 2000. I'm sorry.
2000.
Well, I don't know why I have 2020 on my brain.
2000.
Yeah, 2000. So it's been
21 years now.
21 years, yeah.
Wow. So your sister would have been pretty young for her age.
Yeah, she was early. She had just retired. She was probably, I'm thinking, 55 probably.
Were
at
you
that
close?
Point. We were. I mean, she was the older sister. She was oldest by a number of years, 5 years older than my second sister, about 7 years older than I was. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we were close.
We were close. Yeah. And what have you learned since, you know, losing your mom, losing, you know, your loved ones? Mm-hmm. What have you learned from that experience?
It's important to let people know you love them and to live every day as if it might be your last one, because one never knows.
Yeah, it's true. So you're retired now?
I am.
You have a beautiful wife at home?
I do.
What's next? What's next for retirement?
Well, we're waiting to get back. We travel a fair amount, so we're waiting to be able to travel again. Actually, we were just in BC and a couple weeks ago, and we want to get, you know, back. We don't want to go back to Spain. We spent the pandemic trying to learn a bit of Spanish, so we want to get back to Spain and practice it.
And you know, I feel like you have a lot more wisdom than we do in terms of
don't count on that.
Yeah, I mean,
age does not make one wise.
This is true. But you know, for students like us our age, and you know, a lot of the people that are going to be watching this, is they're still trying to figure out, you know, their life, just trying to, you know, get a grasp on things. We just had someone here who was saying, you know, they didn't know what they wanted to do with their life, and they felt like they had to stick to this one route. So I see, you know, you're retired, you're out and about taking pictures. What advice would you have for someone our age who's still trying to figure out everything?
I think what you have to be careful of is getting, and it sounds trite, but not to get too stressed out about it, right? You know, I know I was kind of the same way. I mean, I never went to university until I was 25, right? So I traveled around, did different things, worked at manual labor, etc. So it, not everyone understands or knows what they want to do right away. And, you know, it's, I think, to try and enjoy this part of your life and not to stress out about what is coming. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you can't control it, right? So you have to basically try and, I believe, make, you know, every opportunity to, you know, meet people, make friends, and enjoy life. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're going to enjoy the most.
Yeah. Where did you go to university?
York University.
Oh, York. Nice. Yeah. So I feel like, you know, you've had a lot of experiences, highs and lows. Mm-hmm. What do you think the highest moment of your life was, where you felt like everything was just working out? And just you felt that peace.
Yeah, I think meeting my wife has been the highlight for me, and it was, you know, it was strange. We were in a rooming house over by U of T, and she was going to university, and I was in the room above. And I loved her from the moment I saw her. It took her a little while to, you know, come around. But, yeah, no, it was...
So you met her in university, and she's just above you. Was it love at first sight?
I was above her, right? I was the room above, actually.
Was it love at first sight?
For me, it was.
It was?
Yeah.
What, was the same for her? Was it mutual?
I don't think it was mutual, but it was, you know, it's worked out, so I'm happy about that.
That's true. You know, I'm sure you've had your fair share of ups and downs with your wife as well, but, like, from the ups and downs, what have you learned in terms of love? Because I know we've had guests on here who both talked about heartbreak and, you know, losing people they loved. Mm-hmm. And I think what I would say is you're so young, right? You don't have to worry about, you know, mm-hmm. finding love right now. But what would you say to someone who's having difficulty finding love?
Well, I don't know if I can have any advice about, you know, difficulty finding love. But I think once you find love is to hold on to it. And as you say, you go through difficult times, but the key is to go through them, right? To learn together and not to give up on it, right? Some people, I believe, give up too soon on things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, life isn't always easy, but, you know, I think if you truly love someone and they truly love you, you can get through pretty much anything.
Mm-hmm. Right? So, I mean, 47 was it that you said?
77, so it's 43, I believe.
43 years.
It was actually 44 this year, actually, mm-hmm. August.
And no kids, you said?
No kids.
Was there a reason why you said
intentional.
No?
Intentional.
Intentionally?
Yeah, we didn't. It's strange. I come from a large family, but I didn't have any desire to have children, nor did she. So.
And was it mutual on both parts?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I was just reaching for it, too. You know, there's... it's a question I've been asking people, but I mean, you're retired. You said your life's headed for just travel and spending time with your wife. Is there anything else that, you know, you're interested to do before, you know?
I don't know. Right now I started photography. So that's kind of obsessed me a little bit for mm-hmm. the past 3 years. So it's, you know, what I'm learning right now. Said we've, you know, been learning some Spanish and whatnot. So we just try and keep ourselves busy and entertained and, mm-hmm. you know, watch lots of Netflix over the past year and a half.
What have you been watching on Netflix?
Oh, God.
What have you been watching?
Recently, we're in the process of watching a short episode or short series from Madrid. It's called Jaguar. And it's about 1960s Spain, where these ones are chasing down Nazis. It's entertaining, but not necessarily very believable.
Have you watched Grey's Anatomy?
I have not. Sorry.
I'm going to ask all my guests.
My sister loves it, but...
Oh, perfect. I mean, I'd love to meet your sister.
Yeah, yeah. You'll have to go to BC for that.
Stranger Things?
Stranger Things I love.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Stranger Things. What else is out that's new? Sex Education?
I haven't seen that. I haven't watched it. I've seen the thing, but I haven't watched it.
Really interesting. I recommend
it. Is it?
Okay. I think you'd love it.
Yeah. Well, I guess maybe I still have something to learn.
All right. Beautiful. Thank you so much for being on my podcast, Bruce. It was a pleasure having you. I think, you know, a lot of people are going to relate to the things you said and about, you know, love and whatnot. Thank you so much for being on our podcast today.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Thank you. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you.
Okay. Amazing. Great. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, how's it
Feldman.
Going?
Okay, guys. Matthew Feldman is stranger-ish. I've never met Matthew in real life.
That's true.
I've talked to him three times, maybe. Over the course of 2 years or 2 years, yeah. So Matthew is a stranger. That's your camera over there, Matthew. Matthew, welcome to our podcast. And today we're asking our guest the question of, have you ever felt heartbreak?
Heartbreak. That's a tough one. Now, I'd like to say no, but I would say that if you ask my friends, probably yes. Probably, yeah, at least one time.
And do you want to elaborate on it? You don't have to if you don't want to. You can go anonymous if you want elaborating. But do you want to?
It was grade 11. And now looking back on it, I'm like, that was such a good thing that happened. So it's like, it's hard to look back on it and mm-hmm. be like, oh, I was devastated. Mm-hmm. But like, I got broken up with. And I did have at least one tear. But I called up like my best friend, who's now my roommate. and said, yo, you want to go get some pizza and just like chill in the mall? And we just hung out and it was better.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say he would probably tell you that I experienced a little bit of heartbreak that day.
You're more devastated than you may think.
Yeah, yeah.
How long did you date the girl for?
3 months?
Mm. So you already 11. Fell in love with... Were you in love?
No. Okay, that was part of the reason she broke up with me.
Because you weren't in love with her?
Well, she said it and I didn't say it back. And it's a tough one. Like, I don't want to lie, you know? Like,
let's rehearse it. Okay, I'm the girl. Yeah, and I just said it to you. What did you say? I love you.
I said... I know exactly what I said.
Did you say nice?
I said, I could see myself being there in a little while. That's what I said.
I've heard worse. I was watching a show yesterday where a guy said, oh, nice. Thanks.
I've been told thanks.
I've when you said one. It?
Yeah, yeah.
That sucks.
But it was a thanks, and then a little bit later, it was a I love you too. So it just took some time.
Okay, well, at least...
I told the other day... I was really upset about some stuff. I talked to my mom. I told my mom I love her, and she said, ditto. I'm like, come on. Like, that's my mom. Like, someone's got to say it back.
That's tough. But from that grade 11 heartbreak that you had, what did you learn?
What did I learn?
I mean, I know you're pretty young, but I'm sure you still learned something because you said it was a good thing that happened.
Well,
so.
What is it? How do I phrase this nicely? That's a tough one.
Because she might be watching, right? I'm going to put an emoji over your face.
Girls who tell you they're vegan for the first 3 dates and then you find out they were pranking you the whole time, that's a red flag. That's a red flag.
You heard it here first. That's if they're vegan, flag. Run away.
No, she wasn't vegan.
But if they lie about being vegan, run away.
Yeah.
She lied about being vegan for 3 days?
For three dates,
just
yeah.
To get a kick out of it?
Or maybe she was just a pathological liar. I don't know.
She actually...
I also dropped her on her head at one point, so that you, one was my
did
fault.
So many questions. First of all, did she eat vegan food when you went out?
Yeah, like she only got like salads.
Just to go along with the prank?
She wanted to go to like Jack Astor's, right? And she got a salad. I'm like, oh, nice. And she's like, yeah, I'm vegan. I'm like, okay, nice, whatever. And then like 3 dates later, she gets... Sorry, can I swear?
Yeah.
She gets chicken nuggets. And I'm like, yo, what happened to being vegan? And she's like, oh, I was just lying.
Okay, second question. You dropped her on her head? What do you mean?
This is an embarrassing one. This is an embarrassing one.
Was it during...
No.
Okay.
She was not the... I was weak, and she wasn't the lightest. And you know those pictures that, like, couples take in the bathroom with a mirror where, like, the guy's, like, carrying the girl, and she's, like, got her legs around you?
Oh, yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to take that. I'm about to pick her up, but she doesn't tell me, and she just jumps on me. So I just, like, went... You can't see through. I opened my arms real fast, right? Because I was, like... just backed off, like she just jumped on me and she fell and hit her head on the bathtub. It was pretty funny.
This was what date?
Oh, that was like the first time I went over to her place, so probably like 3 or 4 in.
Did you find out she was vegan, not vegan, lying about it by then?
Yeah, but I didn't drop her on purpose. It wasn't like,
okay,
payback,
I was gonna
okay?
say, like, I feel a little,
I don't want this mischaracterization.
Yeah, I know. So you know,
also another more embarrassing story with her, but I don't know if
go
it's
for it. No, I want to know it. No, I want to know it. Don't, nothing's off limit. Don't worry, there's a disclaimer.
I was grade 11 and very naive. And we're making out, and it's one of my first times, like, really getting into it. And I thought the thing to do is, like, to ask, oh, do you have anything you like? And she was a little bit interested. And she's like, I like being slapped. And I'm like, okay. And, like, any normal person, anyone like me now, I know what she means. I know where she means. But I didn't. I was
Wait, you meant on the face?
I thought she meant on the ass.
Okay.
Oh, no, sorry. I mean, now I know she meant on the ass.
But
at the time...
You thought the face?
I slapped her across the face. Like, hard, too. I just went for it. I just slapped her. It was rough.
And then was she kind of like, what the fuck?
She took it like a champ. I'll give her that. She didn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I only found out later. She's like, that's not what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Hey, to give you credit, first and foremost, not a lot of people like that. I mean, there is a lot of people that like that. But, I mean, if it's your first time, I guess, like... If I was in grade 11 and someone said that, I would probably be like, okay. I would probably slap him across the face, too. But, I mean...
It's not just me, right?
Yeah, no, because it's kind of just... Now I know, too. After having a girlfriend, I understand what that means. But, like, especially back then, I did not know that was a thing that girls liked.
It's something they should teach in school. They should have like a little course about
they should,
about what not to do.
Or kinks. Or fetishes.
Okay, I don't know about that one.
I can just imagine you going into it. How long after did you guys break up?
Oh, a month. I'd say that was a month later.
Do you think the veganism had something to do with it, or was it more so the slap?
Oh, I don't think it was either. I think she was just kind of going through stuff because like a week later she wanted to get back together.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of also helped me be like, yeah, no heartbreak. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, and I said no.
Nice.
At that point, I had realized you were making better decisions with my life.
Oh, so you're happy with your decision?
By far. Oh, well, I mean, later I found out she cheated on me, so.
So what you're saying is you made the good decision.
Oh, very good.
I mean, I think with the slap, the lying about the veganism and blackout drunk, yeah. I think those are like three red flags.
Yeah. Well, I only found out about that one like 8 months later.
Yeah.
Like after we broke up.
Well, I mean, it probably helped you be at peace with your decision then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No. Except there's also like, yo, why didn't you tell me earlier?
Yeah.
You know, like I could have gotten out a few months earlier.
So what's next? Are you dating anyone right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Nice. How long have you guys been dating?
That's debatable. I would say 9 months. She'd probably say 8.
Okay.
Debatable because we didn't like have an official date where it was like, oh, we're dating now. Mm-hmm. We just kind of started hanging out, and then eventually at like some point we're like, well, I guess we've been seeing each other for like 4 months. I guess we're dating.
Mm-hmm.
So like it's not like we have an official date. Mm-hmm. So I would say like sometime in January, and she would say like maybe early February.
Okay. So it's going good?
Oh yeah. Well,
great.
9 months is pretty good.
Almost coming up on a year.
Yeah.
Nice. That's great. It's good that you left that crazy. Not. I don't want to say crazy. Troublesome girl.
Yeah.
And you found someone good. Yeah, not right for you.
No, thankfully not.
Not anything against vegan people. I know, I'm just saying it's against people that lie about being vegan for 3 days.
Yeah, no.
And then go full out and get salads to prove it. Because I don't, no one eats salads just because they're bored, except for Sheridan over here. Sorry. Or if you're gluten free.
Okay, yeah, that's a more reasonable reason.
That's more reasonable. At least you're not lying about it, though. Wow, that's debatable. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for being on our podcast,
Matthew.
Nice
Thanks
to finally
me.
Meet you in person.
Yeah.
Hopefully not the first time we meet in person. Hopefully we have more classes together.
Well, it will be the first time we meet in person. Hopefully it's not the last
time. Oh, yeah.
Hopefully
we still meet again, and it's not the first time. But, yeah, see you in class. Now I can not be awkward when I talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Great. Thank
you. I've already given you my awkward story.
Podcast on Strangers, and your name is?
My name is...
It's the first time we're meeting. It's your camera. First time we're meeting. Today we're asking people, strangers, the question about heartbreak. And the question is, have you ever been heartbroken?
Yes, absolutely. I think I remember one of my first huge heartbreak moments was when I was in my first year of university. This was back in Waterloo, actually. And I met this guy. We were talking we met through those Facebook groups that people meet, you know, like people on when they're first going to university, right? So I meet this guy and we're chatting for like a long, long time, like every single day. We haven't even met each other yet and we're like talking every single day. So like, I feel like, you know, going to university, I'm just like, okay, this is like my dream guy. I'm going to spend the next 4 years of my life, like with this guy, I'm going to hang out with him every day. You know, those like manic thoughts that you sort of get to your head when you like meet someone new that you really like. And then when we get to university, he starts like distancing away from me a lot. And then by the end of September, we like broken up.
When did you guys start? Because university started September and you guys started talking before that?
Yeah, we started talking in July. And he was like thousands of miles away. He hadn't moved to Canada yet.
Mm-hmm. Where was he from?
Thailand.
Thailand?
Yeah.
Wow. So, does he know that you feel heartbroken from it?
Probably, yeah. Like, in a sense, oh god, I think, it was like two different stories, what I think he would tell other people versus what I would know was a story. Mm-hmm. So he would say that, oh, you know, like we were best friends, but it didn't really work out,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. But
what's your side of it? Like you guys were about to happen, like.
It was just, I guess I felt kind of led on, I guess, because mm-hmm. the entire summer we were talking and then he made plans for like really far into the future and really, I guess, gassed things up. And then when we actually did have the chance to, like, spend time together in person, like, by the end of September, he was already with someone else, basically. And then they got into, like, a really long relationship for, like, you know, a while. So I guess that whole process of, like, seeing that all happen was very, like...
So how did that feel? Just, like, seeing him go... Did you feel like he moved on so fast? Like, as if he...
Yeah, exactly. And it just felt so disorienting, especially going into university for the very first time and having to meet all these people and thinking that you're going to sort of have someone with you. And suddenly it's like, all right, kudos. It's been good. And you're like...
So that was when you were in Waterloo.
Yes, back in 2017, my very first year.
So did you coming to Ryerson have to do with anything with that guy? Or was it purely like, I just don't like Waterloo, I want to move to a different school?
Oh, that's a really good question, honestly. I feel like it was kind of a snowball effect.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to say it's like, oh, it's because, of you a know, guy. I got, like, heartbroken by someone and then I, like, moved 2 years later, but... It was very much, you know, like, when you get hurt by someone, you want to, like, discover yourself, mm-hmm. and then you, like, go out and do all these things, mm-hmm. and then I guess that's what caused me to discover that, oh, like, this program isn't really for me, this being in Waterloo isn't really for me, and then I actually applied to your program, Media Production first, mm-hmm. and I got in, and that's when I'm like, all right, I can just be out of Waterloo and go to Toronto, mm-hmm. I'm going to take it.
So, what program were you in for Waterloo?
It was a... GBDA, it was an arts and business program. Mm-hmm.
So kind of like creative industries for Ryerson?
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. So it was very much just corporate, and I guess I didn't like it that much, mm-hmm. so I wanted to do something more open-ended.
Mm-hmm. So if you were to give anyone advice that's watching for your heartbreak, I know our last guest, Sarah, said that it, you know, time kind of healed it.
Mm-hmm.
How about for you? What would you say or what healed you? What helped you? Or are you even healed yet?
I would say I'm definitely, like, healed. It's been a while, and it's, like, I've forgiven him for, like, a long time at this point. So, to me, I think it's more about trying to, I guess, honestly, my advice would be just kind of lean into it, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're really feeling the heartbreak and you feel like something drastic needs to happen in your life, do what you want, get bangs, you know, change your hair color, like, go and, like... you know, move to a different country if you want to. I feel like you sort of, like, this dramatic change can kind of, I guess, help you spur, like, a new aspect of your life that you've never really discovered before,
mm-hmm.
just to kind of get you out of your own head. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like some people have this advice of just being, like, just kind of, like, lay low and just, you know, try and wait till things settle, but I feel like I almost have, like, the opposite sort of advice.
Kind of just, like, move on and get on with it and just keep going?
Maybe not move on, but just sort of, like, you should let your emotions and intuition sort of take the lead more so than, like, being logical. Like, because people are always like, oh, you should date X months after your, you know, breakup, mm-hmm. things like that. And I kind of feel like, you know, if you're setting so much rules for yourself that are sort of put on by someone else, it's kind of like, what do you actually feel about the situation, mm-hmm. I guess?
So it's been years now.
Yeah,
since,
many years, yeah.
Have you found anyone new? Is there any, or are you just focusing on yourself? What's next?
Yeah, I'm seeing someone new right now. It's been pretty nice.
Great.
So, I mean, like, I'm not going to divulge my details, but, like, I feel like it's... been, I don't know, like, I've seen other people after him, so I guess it doesn't really have much to do with him at all at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I've been, like, effectively moved on pretty well, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So have you talked to him since September or last 2017? Do you still have him on Instagram?
I still have him on Instagram. We talk occasionally. I think there's this one time where, like, in 2019, where suddenly he would, like, drop by and just start, like, on this long tangent about, like, a book that he read. Mm-hmm. And that was just, like, something going on. Like, did you, like, break up someone else?
Mm-hmm.
And then just kind of disappeared. So I'm just like, all right, mm-hmm. that's fun, you know?
Do you do that thing where when you post something on your story on social media, you go to see if he looked at it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I haven't done that in a while. But in the first year, I definitely did that. Mm-hmm. I was like... just one of those things that, like, you feel humiliated because you're, like, you're doing it, and you're just like, why am I doing this to myself?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those things.
Yeah, I feel that. Nice. Yeah. Well, really nice to meet you, and thank you for being on our podcast, and I'm happy that you're seeing someone, and I hope it works out. Everything goes great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on our podcast today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
And that is the end of our first episode of Podcast with Strangers. Thank you so much for listening, and there is way more to come, so stick around and make sure you're following us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook, and make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. And thank you so much for joining us on our first of many episodes on Podcast with Strangers.